All right. Oh, we're going to blow stuff up this 4th of July. I'm getting a little excited about it. A little distracted there for just one moment, but not for long, because my next guest is State Representative Julie Alexander, Chair of the House Agriculture Committee. And she's celebrating new laws that she helped to push through to support Michigan agricultural producers by ensuring they may continue exporting their products. Why wouldn't they be able to? I guess we better ask her. She's here with me. Julie, good to have you back.
Well, good morning, Steve.
And you represent House District 64 with such places as Hanover, Napoleon, Parma, Pulaski, Sandstone, Summit, the city of Jackson, Concord, and Spring Arbor. Pretty good chunk of the state.
Yes, I serve about, I serve about half of Jackson County, so an hour south of Lansing here.
Oh, I know the place well. I know those communities well. I used to drive through there a lot, so I know your territory well. Tell me about these laws to make sure that we can continue exporting products. Why wouldn't we be able to?
Well, we needed the codification in statute to give MDARD the ability and the permission, again, in statute, to create these certificates of sales. So what we know right now is the number of applications, the request for these certificates to ship out to other countries has tripled over the past 10 years. And I think MDARD was looking at the statute and realized that while they have been offering those certificates, they don't have that codified in Michigan law. So that's what we did. There are seven different areas that we addressed: pesticide products, fertilizer products, food law, feed law, insect pest and disease, Plant Disease Act, and the Michigan Manufacturing Milk Law, plus the Grade A Milk Law. So those are the areas that we needed to address, giving the department the ability through statute to create the certificate of free sales.
So it just means you're codifying. We haven't had a situation, just so I'm clear on this, Julie, we haven't had a situation where Michigan producers of any of the items you just listed have been prevented from shipping them overseas. It's been happening, but it wasn't actually detailed in law.
Exactly.
So you stepped up and got that taken care of. Man, it's a tough time right now for a lot of producers. I mean, if you're on the House Agriculture Committee, you know that fertilizer prices and diesel prices, I mean, these are stifling, to say the least, to Michigan farmers, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. The challenges are significant. Right now, the price of the commodity that we'll be selling throughout the summer months and through the fall, they're decent. So that's a good balance. But the concern is the price of the commodity we as farmers sell will eventually decrease. And if the input costs don't decrease, then that's where we significantly have a challenge. So it's something to be cognizant of. You know, farmers, I've always said, my husband and I have farmed, we've been married 35 years, so I've been a farmer for 35 years. Let's leave it that way. But he has his entire life. I always often mention, in my opinion, farmers are truly professional gamblers. There's so many aspects of farming that you cannot handle. And we need to make sure that when it comes to the products that we produce, we grow, we process, and are manufacture in Michigan, that we can continue selling these valued products. I mean, the economic impact for Michigan is well over $100 billion annually. So in 2018, Michigan exported nearly $2 billion in food and ag products. So
yeah,
we need to continue that.
I mean, there's certain things that people know about. I mean, corn and beans and wheat, we all see that driving around in Michigan. We know about cherry crops, obviously, the cherry festival coming up here in a couple of days in Traverse City, so we know about that. People that live in the southwestern part of the state know that we produce, 90% of Welch's grape juice with the grapes we grow there. We've got a great winery district growing around Petoskey that I'm familiar with. So you see all these different agricultural things that are happening in Michigan, good things that are happening. We could use a little rain, I'll tell you that. That I'm quite clear on. A little dry right now, isn't it?
It is. It is dry. But you're right about the unique commodities that we raise and grow here in Michigan. You know, we're the second most diverse state. We follow behind California. With the uniqueness of our state, what we raise and grow, we need to ensure that we continue promoting our Michigan agricultural industries. So, Steve, I did a little homework because, as you recall, I'm a former classroom teacher, and that's what we do. We do our own. I'm ready to give you a quiz here.
All right.
To the Middle East, we sell a lot of mixes, cake, cookie, and donut mixes. To Colombia, we sell syrup, cereal, crackers, and wafers. Costa Rica, hot dogs. Thailand, infant formula. Now, that's a hot topic there, isn't it?
Sure, so, it is.
We've got whey protein and fruit juice, and as you mentioned, dried cherries and pie filling. But we're shipping product all over the country. And Costa Rica, Peru, Thailand, Chile, Philippines, Bolivia, Bahrain. So as I looked at this list, I mean, Kuwait, Bahamas, we need to ensure that Michigan farmers, Michigan producers, and processors have the ability to continue feeding the world.
I agree with that. You know, a good friend of mine says, Michigan produces the greatest blueberries in the world. Another guy I know says we produce the greatest apples in the world. A couple other things that are on that list, right? Pretty incredible. I do have one question for you, though, that I think people have furrowed their brows about. Julie Alexander here, she represents the 64th House District in Michigan, and that is Kellogg's. It's not quite in your district, but it's not far. Moving their world headquarters and the majority of their operation, as far as that goes, to Chicago, that's pretty disappointing to hear, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to always promote keeping local industry in our great state of Michigan. They provide jobs. They utilize the product that we have. And we need to make sure that we as legislators address the regulations and policies in place so that we are not over-regulating and making it even more challenging for businesses to stay in Michigan.
Well, I agree with that. We need to figure out how to keep... you're talking about food and so forth, and you're talking about all the wafers and crackers and things we ship to different parts of the world, like the Middle East and so forth. We need to keep our hands on that wheel, that's for sure. Julie, I greatly appreciate what you've done here because we need to make sure that we keep agriculture front and center. I mean, we could be seeing some real challenges in food supply chains because of everything that's going on and the problem with the war in Ukraine disrupting wheat production and so forth. So we really need to maintain our agricultural abilities here. I'll give you the last word.
You are so right. And we need to thank and appreciate our farmers as we all go into the store and stock up for our 4th of July barbecues and family gatherings. The price that individuals will be paying at the store will be significantly higher than it has in the past. And that impacts families significantly, just as the price of fuel.
Well, there you go. Julie Alexander, state rep, the 64th District. Greatly appreciated. Julie, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Anytime. And you have a great day.
You too. And a great 4th of July, I might add. By the way, when we come back, let's talk about blowing stuff up, lighting things on fire, the great smell of burnt powder. Nothing like a cloud of sulfur in the air to make you feel good about yourself. Don't go anywhere.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today.
You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.